Have you ever had a moment where you knew you should say something about your faith, but you stayed quiet? You walked away thinking, oh, I missed it. I hid. What if the biggest threat to your impact for Jesus isn't the darkness out there, but the basket you sometimes pull over your own life?
You're tuned in to Can I Get a Witness podcast, where faith gets real, scripture stays front and center, and encouragement meets everyday life. We're diving deep into the Word, from spiritual warfare and forgiveness to social struggles and finding true freedom in Christ. No topic is off limits and no believer walks alone. So lean in, get ready, and let's strengthen your walk and brighten your life. Right here on Can I Get a Witness with Keith Vendress.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Can I Get a Witness podcast. This is Keith and I'm thankful you're here with me today. We're in our Salt and Light series, walking through Matthew 5, 13 through 16. We've talked about staying salty and bringing flavor into a bland world. And yesterday, we focused on what it means that you are the light of the world. And today's episode is called Don't Hide Your Light. And we're going to talk about the very real ways we tend to cover up the light of Christ in us and how to take the basket off. Let's listen again to what Jesus said in Matthew 5, 14 and 15. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Jesus gives a simple, almost humorous image. Nobody lights a lamp just to hide it under a container. That would cancel out the very purpose of lighting it in the first place. In the same way, when God saves you, He doesn't just forgive you and then tuck you away. He lights your life so that His light can reach everyone in the house, everyone in your sphere of influence. Think about what it takes to light a lamp in Jesus' time. You needed oil, a wick, a flame, and careful tending so it wouldn't go out. That took effort and intention. To then take the lamp and shove it under a bowl would not only be pointless, but unsafe and foolish. Now, think about what it took for your life to be lit by Jesus. The Son of God came, lived perfectly, died on a cross, rose again, and sent His Spirit to live in you. That is far more costly than a little oil and a wick. If God went through that length to bring His light into your life, why would you walk around with it covered up? Jesus is lovingly saying, I did not light you up for you to live hidden. Your light has a purpose. So what are the bowls or the baskets that we use to cover up the light of Christ in us? Let's name a few common ones. I can think of a few. Fear of what people think. Maybe your biggest basket is fear. What if they think I'm weird? What if they ask a question I can't answer? What if this changes our relationship? Fear whispers that it is safer to stay silent, to blend in, to never let your faith show. But remember, people are already living in darkness. Your light isn't the problem, it's the gift. How about shame over your past or present struggles? Another basket is shame. Who am I to talk about Jesus when I've messed up so many times? Or if they knew everything about me, they wouldn't listen. Friend, here's the truth. Your story isn't powerful because you've been perfect. It's powerful because Jesus met you in your imperfection and is changing you. Sometimes the most impactful light you shine is humble honesty about how God's grace is still working in a very real, very imperfect life. How about comfort and convenience? Sometimes we hide the light because it's just easier. It's easier not to risk an awkward moment. It's easier not to get involved in someone else's pain. It's easier not to bring Jesus into the conversation when everyone seems fine, just staying on the surface. Comfort is a quiet basket, but it might be the one most of us use the most. We don't consciously deny Jesus. We just consistently choose what feels safer and simpler. How about compromise? If we're living in compromise, habitual sin we're not fighting, double lives we're trying to maintain, it's hard to shine. We feel fake, so we pull the basket down even further. The good news is that Jesus doesn't expose this to condemn you. He exposes it so he can heal, forgive, and free you to shine again. So how do you practically start taking the basket off your light? First, admit where you've been hiding. You can't change what you won't name. Before God, be honest. Lord, I've been hiding my light at work. I've been hiding my light around this group of friends. I've been hiding my light online. Second, remember who you are and who is in you. Jesus says, you are the light of the world, present tense, right now. Your light is not based on your performance, but on his presence in you. You're not trying to become light by doing enough. You shine because he's already in you. Third, take one small, courageous step. You don't have to go from silent to street preacher overnight. Taking the basket off might look like this. Mentioning church or your faith naturally when someone asks about your weekend. Offering to pray for a coworker going through something hard. Sharing a short, honest story of how God helped you in a similar situation. God didn't light your life just to keep you safe and hidden. He lit your life so that real people in dark places could see the way to him. Jesus knew every fear, every failure, and every limitation you would have, and still chose to call you light. He is not shocked by your weakness. He is patient with you and committed to shining through you. Think of one specific basket you tend to hide under. Is it fear, shame, comfort, compromise? Name it honestly before God when you pray. Then ask him for one simple, concrete step to take that would look like lifting that basket, even just a little. If your basket is fear, your step might be offering to pray for someone out loud, just one person. If your basket is shame, your step might be sharing a bit of your story with someone safe and pointing to God's grace. If your basket is comfort, your step might be starting a deep conversation when you'd usually keep it shallow. One step today that says, Lord, I don't want to hide anymore. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have called us the light of the world and that you never meant for our faith to be hidden. We confess that there have been times we've pulled a basket over the light you placed in us out of fear, shame, comfort, or compromise. Today, we bring those baskets to you. Would you forgive us, free us, and give us courage to take even one step out of hiding? Fill us with your spirit so that our lives shine naturally and humbly, pointing people toward you and not toward us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, thanks again for spending this time with me today on the Can I Get a Witness podcast. This was episode 4 of our Salt and Light series, and tomorrow we're going to wrap it up by talking about the ultimate purpose of our light, that people would see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Until then, stay grounded, stay in the Word, and as always, let your light shine. Can I get a witness?
Thanks for listening in today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out on God's best work for your life. Remember, the walk of faith is a journey, not a destination. And we're here to walk it with you through every season. For more inspiration and simple biblical truth, connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Keith Fintress Ministry. Until next time, keep walking strong and shining bright.